What you're about to hear are real crime cases. Listen carefully. You may be able to help solve a crime and collect a reward for your information. I'm Darian. I'll bring you the next case right after this.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
On February 4th, 2013, 51-year-old Maria Gonzalez and her 25-year-old daughter, Connie Gonzalez, were walking on Central Avenue near their home at about 5 o'clock p.m. when they were fatally stabbed in Riverside County, California. Connie Gonzalez died at the scene, and her mother was pronounced dead about an hour later at the hospital. There were no eyewitnesses to the stabbing itself, but someone was able to give a description of the suspect who ran from the scene. He was described as a Hispanic, 17 to 25 years old, 5 feet 6 inches tall to 5 foot 8, with a medium to thin build and very short hair. He was wearing jeans and a dark-colored hooded sweatshirt. Was it a stranger or someone they knew? There was a $100,000 reward being offered by the Riverside County Board of Supervisors. Anonymous information can be submitted by using the Sheriff's Hotline, Sheriff's Homicide Tip Line form at www.riversidesheriff.org, or you can contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.